This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
With Bill Belichick, no one really knows who this team is actually going to be. And here's the craziest part. I don't think Bill knows who this team is because he doesn't have the advantage of any preseason games to begin to vet who his team actually is.
That was former Patriots linebacker Chad Brown with us earlier this week here on WEEI Afternoons. He will be broadcasting Bill Belichick's collegiate debut as the head coach at the University of North Carolina Monday night right here on WEEI for Compass Networks. And he says right there, and I think it's interesting, what is Bill Belichick's college football team going to look like? We also know that Freddie Kitchens is his offensive coordinator, so there's a little, it's not like Josh McDaniels is the offensive coordinator that he was for, you know, the Patriots for X number of years under Belichick, so there's some question about the offense, question about this transfer quarterback, how's Bill going to marry up with the college game and young kids and the hype and the talent and all these things, and then there's also the secondary question of, are you rooting for Bill Belichick? Now, we know at least one person involved with this show will have his footy pajamas on.
Oh, where'd that come from?
Now he's barking. He's barking in the background. That's Stiz. He'll have a cigar. He'll have a Miller Lite. He will be ready to watch Bill Belichick. So before we get into who's rooting for who, Dan Shaughnessy used his column space in the Boston Globe today to write about the Belichick
pocket money on Nesson
debut, and he used the divorce of Bill Belichick and the Patriots. He says it might be the messiest in Boston sports history, and he surprised me a little bit at the end. I'm going to read a little excerpt here real quick. Now it's Belichick's turn. Patriots owners believe Bill's cronyism, poor drafting, and talent evaluation produced 6 years without a playoff win and back-to-back 4-13 seasons. I'm going to inject myself. I believe that as well.
Okay. Editorial note, fine.
Yep, back to the writing from Shaughnessy. Belichick's not getting a statue or a call to the Patriots Hall anytime soon, and it's easy to imagine folks inside the walls of Fort Foxborough sticking pins into hoodie dolls when the Horned Frogs play the Tar Heels on Monday night. Not me. I'm a Bill guy all the way. That is Dan Shaughnessy.
Wow.
A Bill guy all the way, rooting for him in his debut. And that led me to our poll of the day.
We have a poll question.
Yep. At Jumbo Hart on Twitter, at WEEI Afternoons. Will you be rooting for or against Bill Belichick as the legendary former Patriots coach makes his college football debut for the UNC Tar Heels against TCU on Monday night? The two options were go Bill or screw Bill. What do you think the voting says, Fitzy?
73% go Bill.
So clearly Fitzy checked Twitter. 73% said go Bill.
Oh my God, I got it right. I told you I'm good at this.
I know you're on Twitter all the time, so therefore you read it.
I don't check yours on purpose.
Therefore, screw Bill had 27%.
Ken can see my computer screen. I've got porn. I mean, I've got my library open.
Don't bring Ken into this.
I'm just going based on your little flag deviation earlier. You were all worked up because Twitter was talking about the flag in the state of Massachusetts.
Dumb move.
Go Bill, though. 73% are supporting Bill Belichick. Does that surprise you? You think that's in line with what you expected?
I guess that only because I figured there'd be some salty people that are either A. There's but you have a personal history with Belichick.
But that's not why I'm rooting
for most people. A, it's the oversaturation of the Jordan saga. B, the frustration of how things ended. Or C, I still think there is a small sect. Actually, it's a Rhode Island-sized sect of Patriots Nation that's never going to forgive him for the way the Brady saga ended. Or
that's
especially
fair.
How it ended. And that for me, that was all. Even though I clung on more to Belichick and the Patriots at first, and I kind of regret it to a certain degree, I stayed on that side loyal to my team. I kind of wish I sided with Brady a little bit more because I feel like it undersold exactly how much Brady meant to and did for this team.
Wow, you wish you rooted for a player more than your team.
I think that's because it a wasn't lot about just, you. Because it wasn't just a player. He was everything.
He was just a player.
Oh, look, there was a Yankees fan choking outside of our studio. He was doing the 2004 ALCS
nice.
Routine. That's perfect.
Where are the Yankees?
Oh, behind the Red Sox.
Oh, right now anyway. So we had to say that while we could because they still have a higher percentage to make the playoffs chances. But I thought it was interesting that Shaughnessy is a Bill guy.
That why would that surprise anybody? Like
I don't know. I feel like he hates everything.
Old crusty
he thinks of me. Like he hates everything. And now I see him sitting down Monday night rooting like he's like Stiz. He's going to have his footy pajamas on, a Chapel Bill shirt on, rooting for Bill Belichick.
And I also say that I think some of it has to do with the fact that I believe guys like Shaughnessy don't like the way that Team One Patriot Place has kind of tried to gerrymander or at least rewrite history in recent years.
Yes, and he got into some of that in his column today. And that's fair. I mean, there's a lot of layers to this divorce, the mutual parting of ways, the amicable mutual parting of ways that we were sold at that press conference January a couple years ago. And then we come out later, Robert's on podcast saying, well, that's why I had to fire his ass, basically sounding like
I wish convinced. He didn't do all those podcasts.
Yeah, no, he probably shouldn't. I'm not saying he's full Jerry Jones, whole different level. Did you know he traded Michael Parsons yesterday?
No, and Micah?
It reminded me of that fantasy football thing that's been making the rounds where the guy drafted Brian Robinson one overall instead of Bijan Robinson. Do the Packers know that they were traded Michael Parsons for two first-round picks? And
oh, man, they better get a refund.
Yeah, they might want to avoid that trade.
Yeah, how quickly can you turn a trade around?
Could it be more embarrassing than to have your son, the assistant GM, be like, Micah, Dad.
Did you see Micah. By the way, did you see the Micah Parsons on? Like, it wasn't a full blown, like, Grandma, we free. Like, Antonio
I signed
Brown.
$137 guaranteed $1 million contract.
He
I'd
was
be jumping too.
Like, Micah Parsons was doing cartwheels and jumping up and down.
His life
there
dreams.
Was no question in our mind that Michael could bring us a lot of resources on a trade.
Andy Hart, WEEI. Jerry, who's Michael? Just one quick question for clarification. Who's Michael? Michael Jackson? Michael, like, that was embarrassing. I don't know how Cowboys fans, because you not only have to get over the loss of a player, your best player, but you have to get over, like, oh my God, that guy still runs the team, and he's the one who made the decision, probably for reasons that don't really fall in line with reality. But so, Fitzy, you'll be rooting for Bill Belichick on Monday night.
I am going to be rooting for a great game.
Oh, stop it. You got to either root for him or against him. Get off the fence.
Why am I not allowed to Ordway?
No, we don't do that here. You have an opinion. It needs to be strong.
For God's sake.
Jesus, you're rooting for him or against him.
I thought this was a dialogue.
No, we're not. We have takes. They're like Goldilocks. They're hot.
Why can't we have a conversation? Why can't it just be spirited?
And plus, you can't sit down and root for, like, there's two teams playing.
All right, fine.
You want one to win.
All right, fine. You know what? I'll be rooting for UNC.
Yeah, not me. I could not be more of a Horned Frogs fan. Like I am really excited about this game. Now it could go really poorly for me. Somebody was telling me like there's a lot of late money on UNC that maybe the shops know something.
Really?
I was reading something about that. Maybe that's the case, whatever. But I think Chad Brown's right. They have no idea. Bill doesn't know. He's never gone to battle with this.
They flipped this entire
Gio
roster.
Lopez? Wells, Geo something sure. kid is quarterback, transfer from South Alabama, whatever.
Is there
he is.
A blue chip player on for UNC on either side of the ball?
No, they do not have an all ACC player. Chad Brown told us that the other day. Yep. They do not have a single first team all ACC player.
There is no Jeremiah Smith. There is no, there is no pass.
Jeremiah
rush.
Smith.
I'm just saying.
No, not even close. No, they're in year one of a multi-year turn the roster over, rebuild, even though they did 70 new players this offseason.
Is Bill how all right, honestly, let's say they start
how many years does he have?
Let's say they go 7-5. Okay.
Okay. And next I win my
go,
bet.
And woo! Next year they go 9-4. Okay.
Okay.
How many years is Bill there for? Or does he just do 2 years and say, all right, I turned it around. Thanks.
Well, he has 3-30 guaranteed. He signed a $5 million contract total. Mm-hmm. Now we'll see. You know, there was a story in the Globe talking about some of the local professors talking about, like, this is great. There's a lot of buzz. It's good for the economy. Bars are expecting to open not at 1 o'clock, but at like 9 a.m., double the revenue,
dude,
all these things.
Game day is going to be on a Monday at Chapel Hill. Like,
is that that's, true?
Yeah, I believe so.
That yeah, they are.
I thought they were awaiting game day. Anyway, but there was a guy like, we're kind of also wondering if we sold our soul. Did we sell our soul, and what will the payoff be for selling our soul to Bill Belichick in the new regime?
Andy,
but I'll be rooting. Yes.
Can I ask you something in all seriousness? So you're rooting. You're rooting against him. How do
yes.
you? The guy brought you six Super Bowls. Gave
so?
You like your
so
career.
He, so
you
I have
worked
to root for
right
him forever?
Alongside. I just don't yeah. understand how you could be so like cynical and like, oh, I'm rooting against him. The guy brought us six Super Bowls.
Have you seen the offseason? Have you seen the ridiculousness? Have you seen Jordan? Also, during his tenure here, did you see him being unprofessional and rude and just really not all that easy to work with or nice to people around him when he was a dictator and a bully?
A dictator and a bully is, I think, a bit strong.
I
that
don't.
Was his strategy.
I actually thought it was quite professional
his
of
his personality. Like, I don't know. I just don't see how you can root against someone who's brought this region so much success.
Very easily.
Yeah, wait, clearly.
Is he,
you.
Is he the coach of the Patriots anymore? I also root for the Patriots. I root for the Red Sox. I'm not one of those that jumps ship and roots for, I'm going to root for Mookie with the Dodgers or Brady with the Bucks. I rooted against Brady with the Bucks. He's not the coach anymore. He's not the quarterback anymore. And I don't really like how he handled himself in recent years. I think he's been a factor in some of this back and forth. So you put that all in a blender like you do for your little shakes sometimes behind the glass there, and I'll be rooting against Bill Belichick on Monday. It's very easy. I want him to be humbled a little bit. I don't like the tone of some of the things he said, even most recently. Oh, I always wanted to go to college football. Did you? So you should have gone to college football.
Billy said beat Duke.
Yeah, like the whole charade that they've been putting on down there, the whole thing has rubbed me the wrong way. So therefore, and I told you, once he gets his butt whooped by TCU, once I get that out of the way and he gets humbled on his opening day, maybe I'll turn the corner. Maybe I'll start to root for him. Maybe I'll get an affinity for his team because we're going to be paying attention to it. But for game one against TCU, I'm all purple. I'm all silver. I'm all horned frogs. I'm all
you're
horned
all,
up.
You're all horned up?
All horned up for Monday night. 617-779-7937. Are you rooting for or against Bill Belichick? Up next here on WEEI, we got to talk about something that's far less important than Bill Belichick's debut. We held our fantasy draft last night. It's the morning show. It's the midday show. It's the afternoon show. Producers, on air, everybody's involved. It was a 12-man draft. Actually, it was a 13-man draft last night because our guys Stiz and Ted sharing a team. And let's just say it went about as well as you think it might have. A little fantasy football talk. We know that lights people up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons. With Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
There's Stitz.
Stitz and Ted are in the house.
I'm not on the clock yet, though, right?
Who's the master blaster?
That's Stitz and Ted, bro.
Oh, Stitz, are you on the phone with A, your drug dealer, B, your bookie, or C, Ted?
You better be talking to Ted. I think he's on the phone with Ted.
Good. It should be. He's the co-manager.
He's live now to the war room. Ted Johnson's on the phone.
The first pick in the Master Blasters era, Ashton Jeanty.
I like it. That was a good combo. Good pick.
I had to call the big guy real quick, though, but we got it done.
That was just a little snippet from the live stream last night. The only
audio that was clean all night.
Jones and Keith Fantasy League here at WEEI. 12 teams. One of those teams is co-managed by Stitz and Ted. That would be our guy Stiz and Ted Johnson. Stiz was the one on the stream making the picks because Ted had TV last night, but Stiz was checking in with Ted via the cell phone, working the phones.
Smoking a giant cigar.
And then taking a lot of Patriots, probably higher than he should have taken them, including the quarterback of the New England Patriots, Drake May. And he smoked a cigar. It was definitely an interesting experience. We all had snafus. I believe both you and I, Nick, had auto draft. Oops, I didn't mean that.
I had two auto draft oopses because one, I didn't realize the timer was on. I was too busy interacting with everybody on Keith's live stream. And I thank the Dork Boys as well as the Midday Fellows for setting that up. So I accidentally drafted Travis Hunter and Brock Purdy. Now, spoiler, my quarterback is Joe Burrow. And you and I are playing each other week one.
Really?
And you know what?
Love it.
ESPN has
us. You're going down.
ESPN has us. Where am I going down? To the Victor's Lounge?
I don't know.
ESPN has us 0.5 separated in the projected score.
Really? That close?
It's going to be a good one. We may have to put... That's a six-pack.
Those projected scores are so... Yeah, let's do it right now. Stiz, open up your Google Doc. We have a six-pack bet here.
Just straight up dub. Whoever gets the win.
The dub on opening fantasy weekend between the... I haven't changed my team name yet. I think I'm Andrew's Astounding Team or something.
Oh, that's... so you let them... I'm the bag grabbers in honor of the segment on the Midday Show, which used to be part of the Rich Keefe Show at night. You may want to change that.
Maybe I'll just stick with it, though. It's unique. Everybody else is changing there, so I actually...
It's easy to know. Like, no one's going to be like, hey, who's Hart's team?
Actually, I think some people are like, who's Andrew? That's Andy.
And people in the stream last night were also like, oh, boy. You know, Andy focuses and takes the draft very seriously while some of us are, you know, sipping on Oktoberfest and having a good time. And then people in the comment stream were like, oh, boy, Andy looks like a ton of fun at a draft.
Just to clarify.
Okay.
This league in some form goes back a few years. And in previous years, my son has sort of been my co-GM, helped me pick some talent. Now he's away at college, so I had to have him on FaceTime, and I had to have the stream up, and I had to mute you guys and talk to him.
So you had all sorts of different lights on your face during the broadcast.
There was a lot going on there.
You had your son on FaceTime. You had a TV on. You had the computer on.
Yes. There was a lot going on, and still I drafted a team that, according to ESPN Fantasy and their post-draft grades, A.
What'd I get?
A.
You know what I got?
You get an FU. No. I don't think
so. Expected.
I believe the only A's were Billy Lanny, who's on vacation and didn't take part in the live stream, and myself. There were a lot of C's.
Another very fun aspect of the draft, Stiz could attest to this as well. I think Dan Ball and Justin Turpin. Turpin had just produced the Coach's Show, talking to Billy O'Brien over at Chestnut Hill. I'm not sure exactly what part of the city he landed in or if he made it to the South Shore. And Dan Ball was on a vacation day. Each of them entered and left the chat via some sort of like...
Yeah, what was going on there?
Some sort of hottie spotty that they were on, bad internet, or they just thought it was a good joke, or they were sharing dial-up.
It was very weird.
In and out at least 50 times.
They kind of flooded the little side of the screen chat area.
They couldn't even have a chat because it was Dan Ball left the chat. Dan Ball's back in the draft. Dan Ball left the draft. Justin Turpin entered the draft. Justin Turpin left the draft.
I will say, I think my season hinges on a Patriot. I really do.
Who that?
Ramondre.
You know what? Down. Red Knight's going down.
Yeah, I'm in trouble. I mean, I have Saquon with my first pick and all of that, but I took Ramondre.
Are you not nervous that Saquon has peaked?
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
I generally believe that guys that have those special seasons like he had a year ago almost always get hurt and don't come close to a special season the following year. The only reason I took him is because I think the Eagles are that good and the line is that good.
Yeah.
And that might carry him even if he's not quite as good. But yeah, no, I have serious concerns. And we all know that one of us, one of the 12 teams...
has to win.
Well, yes. But we don't even know what we're playing for or what we're playing.
I thought we were putting hams on this. So it was a little juice.
Why is a 10 a ham?
I have no idea. Does anyone ever ask Keith why?
No, everybody says that. And
one,
I like.
Where does one get a $10 ham? If one were to get a $10 ham, that is probably not a very good ham.
No. A ham to feed the whole family?
For 10 Hell bucks?
No. No chance. That's a rotten ham.
That is a ham full of bad dreams, hog feed, and salt.
Yeah, but I'll put some. More important isn't the what you're playing for, it's what you're playing to avoid, that last place
thing. Do we have a punishment yet?
We don't have an official one, but there is talks that we're going to have some sort of punishment for last place.
Somebody should have to take the Fourier Merlone and Stevens Memorial Borat bathing suit and jump in the ocean.
Not doing that.
Do it.
Not do it.
It was amazing.
Yeah, no, I don't. Anything that like is nope.
Andy, if,
no
a, if a majority of the league votes on the punishment, then you does it have to be all right? This is a good question overall to sports fans listening everywhere. Does a fantasy football punishment have to be unanimously agreed upon? Can it be chosen by the commissioner in some sort of
unanimous.
Order 66 or just a majority?
Has to be unanimous. We also even have a question. The commissioner has gone rogue. He believes that it isn't about wins and losses. It's about points. So the last place
team. I'm not doing aggregate points.
He believes the last place team is not the one that has the worst record, but the one that has the fewest points.
Kick rocks with lousy socks.
Yeah,
no way.
I don't know. But he's the commissioner, and he sets everything up, so we might have to go down that road.
Stanley, quick question for you. Now that you're almost 24 hours removed from it and probably brushed your teeth after that cigar, how did you enjoy your first major fantasy football draft experience?
That was major?
So that was actually my second. I did it last year with Keith, and that was my first, which I believe I came in second or third place. I didn't do that bad.
First loser.
Yeah, I saw Hart warming up for that. I was like, watch out, Hart bomb coming in 3-2.
I had a great time last night. My first half of picks, you know, you guys saw me. I was working the phone hard with Ted coordinating our picks. Once Ted had to do TV, I was kind of on my own.
It's like watching Elliot Wolf's brother, Ricky.
Got a little sloppy. Well. Some people in the comments were calling me middle schooler. There's some funny audio when I took Drake May. Andy was kind of busting my chops, but I had fun. Great time.
I kind of don't mind having a good backup because that means someone else doesn't have that guy to start.
You should have a good backup.
Yeah.
You guys want to hear the moment that I took Drake May?
Sure. Is it offensive to Drake May? Because we do need to talk to Drake May next Tuesday on the Patriots.
No.
Monday, right?
Stiz, you can play it now only if you promise we can tell him in our Patriots Monday on a Tuesday interview next week.
Oh, yeah, let's
that
go.
Our producer Stiz took.
Yeah, let's go, baby.
Okay,
wait, roll it. Who took Drake?
Oh, yes, my God.
Stiz.
Oh, my God.
Super snack. Stiz.
If you're in it for a penny, you're in it for a pound, boys. Let's go.
Let's go.
You're playing to win.
This is how we do it.
Stiz, what are you doing?
This is how we do it.
You just took Drake May.
Unreal.
Yeah, so I
Did
love
you
Andy.
Know you took
what
Drake
are
May?
You doing?
Yeah. With Mahomes, you have Mahomes and May.
You know, the M's.
And Andy said you were going to trade, right? You were looking for a trade. J.J. McCarthy, was it?
I'll trade you J.J. McCarthy. He was my accidental auto pick.
Why are you out on a guy who is throwing to two of the 15 best receivers in football?
I'm just not sold on him. Not sold at all. But I might keep him. I might keep him. We'll see. Anyway, I'm sure we'll update the records along the way, certainly with you and I going head-to-head to open.
Is that in the doc? That is for one six-pack.
One six-pack of Miller Lite on the line. Hart versus Fitzy. Fitzy versus Hart. Week one, baby.
Go.
Right now, be caller number 9 to the contest line at 617-931-0937. And you'll score a pair of passes to the 2004 Red Sox Championship Cruise with Kevin Millar and teammates on September 14th. Limited tickets are still available at cityexperiences.com. That's caller number 9 right now, 617-931-0937. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons at Fenway Park, where the tarp is still on the field, it is time for the drive. And in the drive, we're going to hear a little bit from Peyton Tolley, him finding out that he was starting tonight, and also Alex Cora's comments on his debuting starter. That's up next in the drive here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.